good actors, isn't they? Every one of them. And coming over there and asking all those questions, Danny and Robin, last time, you know? And all I did was try to follow what the church told me, you know, about the... I can't say that in court. I'm not going to say something. I would sit there and just take it, like I did about the goddamn drugs. So they said, you know... it said drugs on there instead of like cancers, and I took a few cancers in to pay Leona back because I took her goddamn cancer and gave it to Krebs, who was sick with a kidney infection, you know, when he was in way back there when I was going on the weekends, and I said, have you taken, what did you take before for? He said, cancer. He wouldn't go to the hospital. And I said, well, you gotta treat yourself. So I said, I asked Leona, and she said, well, you're getting this cancer, and you know. Yeah, I have some at home, but you gotta replace it. 7 goddamn gantrosin. So we gave him gantrosin, and it cleared it up enough. I said, now you're gonna go to your hospital. You didn't want to go in San Francisco, so we better go as soon as you got home. And you've been on it before, you know. Everything was better, kidney infection before. So we got him treated, and then he felt better, and he was able to perform, you know, projection, thing. Because the church, you know, got a lot to go on. So that was what that was all about. And I was honest, you see. I went inside the goddamn thing instead of saying, you know,
shit. Now, I don't understand who accused you of taking drugs.
Driftwood. And see, it said on the bottom of it something about drugs, taking drugs. You know,
about you taking drugs?
No, I'm saying it was written down there about taking drugs. It didn't say what kind of drugs. I took some gantrosin. It didn't say gantrosin, it said drugs. You understand what I'm saying? You saw something sound like you were taking narcotics.
Yes.
Like a fool. I thought later, by God,
what did they do? Use that against you to fire you, or did they just put that on your record so that it would be bad?
What?
Did they use that to fire you, or did they just put that on your
record? They put that on my record, and they fired me because I took some patient's medications, you know. You know, like you're stealing, you know.
Did they ever prove it?
I never took that step. I was told to go back and make their mercy, and that the church wasn't involved. I was told to go back and cry and say, give me, you know, please don't tell anybody that
Who told you that?
I called immediately, and he went to Father to do that. That's where I left Driftwood. When I could even work in this town way after that, you know? I even had denied working at Driftwood. Anybody ever asked me if I worked there, I said, no, I never worked there. Somebody else, you know? God, there's not one lie after another, you know?
So, did they fire you because you...
Before that, and I had to call, you know, and he said to go back and beg their mercy, you know.
Did they have any proof at all?
I had a LVN on them for him, so I put it in my purse, he said, you know. I should have gone and flushed down the toilet, you know, I should have been. But I was called in the office, like, you know, what they, you know, then they presented with me and had me all back up there to sign, you know. We were told not to take anything from our God, but not to steal, you see.
Yes, yes, definitely. Father said that
all. Yeah. And so I had nothing, you know, I had no protection because I went against what he said.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, I would be excused, you know. Because I was a nurse and I was, you know,
how stupid you are, you know. It's just like every time you steal, you feel like you won't get caught. You do every time. And he said that over and don't ever
is his pride.
A Robinson?
Does
he know you're married?
That
she's married?
Yeah, no. In fact, this time she said, don't let him know I'm married. But she didn't have her own plan all this time. Like now, not that I didn't know that she was married, so it come out in court that I had screwed him all this time, see? And he was shocked at me, you know, my daughter's testifying, coming in and testifying against me. Isn't that a son of a bitch of mine? How about that?
That's one of the dirtiest things.
She let me take an $85 thing off down there. Sydney screwed me about my car constantly, though. And I paid for her damn audiology. She went down and started this course at, 3 minutes course of audiology at Sonoma State. And she said, I forgot my checkbook. So I paid her $80 or $85 or $89 or something on that course. And she never paid me back. Things like that. She did things like that constantly to me. You know? I took you see what I did when I was 10? I took the damn money, near my kids, so I took it and gave to my, she had a life insurance policy, Cindy did, State Farm. I cashed it in and gave it all to church, you know, when she went to college, as a, you know, in competition, and she always held that against me. I took the Robin and Dan and Donna's, when I was having struggling along, trying to pay my payments and pay my 0.25%, and I cashed their stuff in, you know, and gave it to the church. I thought, well, you need a life insurance policy. I took my life insurance policy and gave it to the church, see? $5, I think I had $3,000 or something like that left, and I was spending all my, you know. And I'm so generous, you know, I just, you know, I think people think like me, and they never thought like me, see? Who the hell is against me all that time? Bastards that they are. But see, what did it for Cindy, when she discovered her father was going to die, to show you her mercenariness and her materiality and her ship, she started changing about the church. And he said he was going to leave all to her. And he has a house, a car, and it's all paid for. You see? I should have told Father this a long time ago.
Did you tell him today?
No. But I'm saying that was when she changed way back there. It was this last summer.
You should have told him, right?
This summer, he said, Cindy, I'm going to leave it all to you, but I want you to sign the paper. And that's why when she got so independent, money speaks. I stopped by there. He said it to me when I stopped by there. I had a car trouble. And taking a course over there. We went over there to Napa State College to see where the room was with Don and I, and we had comfortable, and we had to stay overnight there, and we stayed in his house because I didn't know anybody else. I didn't have any money, and so anyway, he told me then that he wants me to come down, and I was gonna have her sign the papers and turn all the money over to her. At that time, he gave me, a $100 check for Robin Mann.
Well, why were they upset with you? Were they minors at the time, or what? What is it? Did they have control over their own money? Because I know,
No, they didn't have no control. I felt like they're part of the church, and I'm part of the church, and I had a right to give it to the church, and they would do it freely.
I know when
they never felt that way.
18, up until the age of 18, money that you're given by your dad is not yours, because I was given money through my dad's insurance policy. My mom spent it. I had no control over it.
But see, that's what made him mad, to say I was a poor mother. I gave them, I put them in a private school. Cindy was in a private school. Donna, I started Donna in private school because she was so smart, you know, and they wouldn't take her to the other school. school was in. She was. So, and I put the Robin in the private school because I held her back because she couldn't read. And she couldn't do anything. So I held her one grade back, and Robin's held out against me, see. Just like a kid came over and I gave her a coat and I gave him an electrical thing to study, you know, to learn electricity. Oh, awesome. And I had such goodness in my heart for her. I was going to take that old car and fix it up for Robin because I felt so sorry because she, couldn't drive his car. She wasn't going to drive. And I was, see, I, isn't that something? Right.
You've done a lot for those children, and I,
well, just keeping them in this church, you know. Bringing them to the church. It was me that brought them, nobody else, you know. That's what I think I did most for them. So, socialism. Dirty, rotten bastards. But you can trust them, you know. You can tell me, my God. But you see what the Touche's kid was going to do to her, Mickey. My God, how she turned him. Then Mickey was going to turn him in. They had to go flee the country. I just will flee the country. Right? I just will go to die in a day. You know, I'm down too. I'm already.
Well, Lois.
Be the first nurse. I do. I always wanted to go to Diana. See, I gave the animals away. And and Cindy, she said, poor things, you know, she made such a big thing about that. I'm so glad I didn't leave those two dogs with my
daughter. Is that a man because you gave the animals away?
Well, because she had to. See, they take out what they don't like about the church to me. You understand? Like,
I wasn't in there for most of your conversation, so I don't even know what the heck went on.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, when Danny was told not to go date Robin, you know.
Yeah.
I fought like a Trojan to keep him apart. It was terrible. You can't understand what I went through with those shitheads. Trying to do for them. Then I thought, well, maybe Danny and I got along pretty good. And I thought, maybe I can do something with Danny. That's one reason I moved him in with me, because I figured they're doing it anyway. Why not do, you know, bring them together, you know? Mm-hmm. What's the difference in a household, you know? Everybody, some of the other kids were living like that. Touche's daughter had her boyfriend that came all the way back out east, you know, with them. They lived right in the same house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see anything wrong. I didn't worry about it. Only when Danny did expose himself to Donna did I worry.
Now that, you know, Danny exposed
himself. Well, he was in the bed had a pee hard on or something, and he was stuck out with the damage that they talked about. He and Dyke Johnson, or she and Dan and Donna and Dyke Johnson talked about it.
Well, Donna, did they call Donna, or what happened?
Donna did not hold up. I knew it was going to be that way all along. When my mother talked the way she did last night, I knew damn well there was something going. Something about.
Oh, you mean they called Donna and
I told you Preston interrogated her. You know, evidently they taped what she said. Preston, you know, Preston was telling them on the phone they taped it. For all that Donna said, you know, and that, you know, mm-hmm. Donna didn't hold up. I had an idea she wasn't going to hold up because I had told her over and over, you don't have to go with me. You go with your father if you cannot follow what the church says, and you're going to have to go, you know, you make up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be pulled.
Oh, I see. So she's made her decision.
Yeah, sort of. She said that she wanted to go with me, and he said she wanted to go with me, but there's been too much activity with Donna that Father sees, and, you know, that she would be better than to get my name muddy, you know, with the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
all this stuff.
And you stayed up, and then...
Well, I said it just from the beginning, I said, just tell them the scriptures. I don't know what they're going to do to me. They've always done it to me.
The family?
They even were going to drag people from the hospital in there to testify. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Imagine what relatives are like.
I knew that in the beginning. That anytime they get me, that they do, because they knew what a struggle I had to go to the hospital, trying to keep my job. My son and the bishop father.
Lois, do you want to leave the plants in here? Or do you want to, you know, take them down, or what's up? Somehow we gotta have room in here for your sister, unless we can go into her closet and say, you know, I want to talk. In a quiet place, you know,
about that. I don't. Do you think we have to have room for her here? Can we just go sit on a bench or something?
Well, if
how
you
are you
can,
planning?
If
did you get the thing to tape? Are you going to do
yeah, it? I got it right here.
Oh.
The thing is that if it's by a busy street or something, the tape, you know, you can't pick up unless it's in a very quiet place. You know, you can go out there and talk in peace and quiet away from everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what type of place you work in. That's what I hate about these vans.
It's nice weather. I mean, outside any place, you know, it'll be all right. I'm going to learn my lines all the way down. Well, you don't have much time to do it, so.
Let's kind of screw this up just in case we do.
Because, Mom, you want that chair, and I'm going to stick the things out you want, and I got to get my chair. Because as long as I'm going down, I'm going to stay in my room. I'm going to stay at a better place or what?
Well,
it's
now
not
you...
Very, I mean, I don't have anybody there that I really know there, you know? Evelyn's there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get in some commune where, you know, well, I don't know. Like there's that girl, lady that's kind of, I don't know, and another girl, and...
forgotten who all lives there. Didn't they find you a place?
Well, that was, no, I don't know.
Are things changed now? Are they going to go ahead and try
to... I said, doesn't make any difference now who I live, see. So, I mean, we'll probably decide tonight.
Find out tonight. I'm sure. You know, you'll be there. Otherwise, you might have to come back up here to take care of anything else at night.
Because as long as you're going down, you know, with this thing, you might as well take the rest of the stuff. But I don't know what to do with it. I'm going to put it in that back end room. There's no more room in there. I'm really ready to come and get my love seat. But then, see, I've given enough overture, I guess, if they were going to pull off, because I showed love to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what they're doing, you know. And so I got Robin, and then I said that prophecy is the most promising, because of all my children, you know, that they roll the punches and then they'll eventually come back, is what I said. So then she started changing. A lot of things, you know, build it, you grow in it, you know, so it's good. Here they are, working with you. And see, it's tried in armor, that's how the key is assigned to it. He corrupted her, you know.
Okay.
He corrupted her in the way she thought, you know. Well, she even said when they went down, I didn't feed them salmon. And he said, we didn't feed them steak because, you know, do they complain about this eating fish? We didn't even feed them steak because we're not going to buy them steak. Because she said to me, my cousin, my nieces went down. They didn't want to buy them steak. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, my God, who expects you to buy a steak? You didn't have to say that to me, Cindy. And I said to myself, you know, because people eat fish. But she was making a big thing over that. I wasn't going to buy them a steak. Maybe she's taking me again and see what I might say. And I said, no, I don't think they said anything. I said, I didn't see them. They must have been taping for quite a while. Donna, you know. Mm-hmm. All things Donna. She probably gave a tape to them. A dog. Well, what are we going to do? You better get your chair out and let her, and then find
which
my
chair
keys.
Is it?
This one over here.
Okay.
Is this thing open on this side?
Yeah. I want to...